Maurice Janklow was born in 1902. When the Depression started, he was newly married and had just bought his big car, moved to Queens, and made his great gamble on the writing paper business. His timing could not have been worse. He was going to make a fortune, Mort Janklow says of his father, but the Depression killed him economically. He didn't have any reserves, and he had no family to fall back on. And from then on, he became very much a Scrivener-type lawyer. He didn't have the courage to take risks after that. It was too much for him. My father used to close titles for $25. He had a friend who worked at the Jamaica Savings Bank who would throw him some business. He would kill himself for $25, doing the whole closing, title reports, for $25. I can remember my father and mother in the morning, Janklow continued. He would say to her, I got $1.75. I need 10 cents for the bus, 10 cents for the subway, a quarter for a sandwich, and he would give her the rest. They were that close to the edge. Now contrast that experience with the experience of someone like Mort Janklow, who was born in the 1930s. If you were to look at the birth rates in the United States for the first half of the 20th century, you'd see that in 1915, there were almost 3 million babies born. By 1935, that number drops by almost 600,000. And then, within a decade and a half, that number is back over 3 million again. To put it in more precise terms, for every 1,000 Americans, there were 29.5 babies born in 1915, 18.7 babies born in 1935, and 24.1 babies born in 1950. The decade of the 1930s is what is called a demographic trough. In response to the economic hardship of the Depression, families simply stopped having children. And as a result, the generation born during that decade was markedly smaller than both the generation that preceded it and the generation that immediately followed it.